Live with Rachel Smalley. Are you ready? On News Talk ZB.
News Talk ZB, it's 5:07. Now, we've had a huge amount of feedback from you on this topic today. The decision by Drug Free Sport New Zealand to test school rugby players for doping. Now, plans to test players in school first 15s for using banned supplements and potentially substances. There is, they say, a huge amount of pressure on a number of sports in schools, but in particular on schoolboy rugby players. Well, Rob Nicol is the Chief Executive of the Rugby Players Association. Good evening to you, Rob.
Yeah, good evening, Rachel.
What's your response to this? Where is the pressure coming from? Is it coaches? Is it parents? Is it peers?
I think things have just got away a little bit on the school environment, not just rugby, the sporting environment in general. I mean, we look at sport and think that sport should be about helping young students to develop within that school environment, to help them gain life skills, deal with disappointment, develop a work ethic, camaraderie, all those kind of things that we want young people to grow up and have when they leave school. And I think somewhere along the line, the intensity around the school sporting space has gone from an educational development focus to a performance focus. And with performance focus comes an intensity that's bred by everyone around it, not so much the kids, but you know, the parents, the teachers, everyone meaning well. But also, all of a sudden, the focus is really about, it becomes the dominant aspect of the students' lives. And with that comes the expectations of performance on the coaches, on the parents. I think that's a big reason why some teachers pull out of that sporting environment. And with that comes pushing for the edge, the thing that's going to improve you. And
yeah,
one way or the other, that's where supplements come into the mix, because this is perception out there amongst the kids and their parents that because they are competing in what they believe is a high-performance sporting environment, they need to access some supplements to get bigger and faster and stronger and look like the professional players they see. And if they want to pursue professional rugby or rowing or water polo or whatever at an elite level, they have this feeling that they have to develop quickly, otherwise they'll miss the boat. And it's been a concern of ours for a while, and I guess this decision to test now is just quite disappointing and sad from our perspective, because it kind of reinforces that performance focus, not the education one.
Yeah, well, indeed. And it feels to me, I have to say, a little bit ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, getting drug-free sport involved here. Do we need actually, for school principals, for coaches, to get their heads around this and get some education about all aspects of sport? So from nutrition right through to, you know, how you recover, you know, how you get strong or what have you, as opposed to, you know, just standing back while supplements are being consumed.
Yeah, look, a couple of years ago we were concerned because we saw the athletes that were coming into our environment, or the young students that were becoming athletes in our environments, and not just the characteristics of the sense of entitlement and a lack of work ethic that we were seeing, but more the attitude around supplements. And we raised it with Drug Free Sport New Zealand, New Zealand Secondary School Sports Council, the Rugby Council, New Zealand Rugby, and it wasn't just a rugby thing. It's prevalent throughout most of the sports that are played at a competitive level in that school environment. And there was a complete commitment from everyone, right, we're going to educate. We're going to get in there. We're going to do strong education. The principals were all listened to. There was a big focus. We did quite a lot of media around it. You know, certainly from our perspective, we recruited a former player, Kevin Senior, who spent 14 years as a professional player and has great empathy with the young. And he goes around the schools, talks to the kids and the parents around decision-making, personal development, seeking good advice, including, you know, advice around supplements, which frankly we just don't think kids at that age need to be going there, waste of money. And there was a big effort put into it. Now, where the testing seems to have come from and engaging with Drug Free Sport New Zealand around this is we've only found out that they've decided to test at secondary school level in that top four competition in the last couple of weeks is two things have led to it. One is, you know, as an example, they said they've offered education to 23 schools. Only five of them took it up. And even the attendance within the five weren't great. So they've struggled. They've struggled to get into the schools, to get the education going and get real momentum around that space.
Rob Nicol, appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you. Chief Executive of the Rugby Players Association. It's coming up 5:12. Smalley. Well, the Human Rights Commission.